And I'm pleased to say my guests this afternoon have arrived. It's Kim Squirrell and Polly Card. And welcome. Thank you for coming in. And we'll start with you, Kim. You've done this phone box thing. We'll talk about that in a minute. But can you give us just a little bit of background of what you do? You're a writer, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an artist and a poet, I've always called myself, until I wrote a novel recently. I was challenged by my sister, who writes, to write one of the ideas I've had over the years down. So, yeah, a poet and a novelist. And I like to share skills and run workshops. Don't do that a lot, but I really like enjoy doing that as well.
And the novel, what sort of story have you written now then?
Well, it's set in Bridport, but an alternative Bridport. I did a Thomas Hardy where I reinvented Bridport, gave it another name. And it's a cross between Lyme and Bridport, and I think it's got a bit of Exeter thrown in. So it's an invented place, but it's very much set in Dorset. And it's about three women who end up living together and the way they affect each other. Mm. It's set in 1800.
All right, that's very, very interesting. I have to give that a mention. What's it called? What's the title?
It's called Shale. It's not been published yet, and it's possible it'll get its name changed when it is published. Mm. But it's out there trying to find a publisher at the moment.
Right. Okay, well, good luck with that. Now then, tell us about the phone boxes. How did that come to happen?
Well, as a novelist, I entered the Bridport Prize. And I got a mention. I got the Dorset Award, which is a really nice local award for people who get high up, but they don't actually win, but it's an extra prize that you get. And so I was asked by the Bridport Prize to do a panel discussion as a new author. And one of the things I mentioned was the fact that I don't do it alone, and nobody really does it alone, although you actually have to sit there and write on your own, and it's a bit of a lonely business, and it takes a long time when it's a novel, certainly. I had the help of other people. I had a group that I could talk to. And as part of that, I had this idea of starting a network and running a bit like a speed dating event where you get 3 minutes to talk to another writer. And I asked the Bridport Prize, should we do that together? Should we hold it in the Arts Centre? And Kate, who works there, who works on the prize, said, yeah, that's a great idea. So we did that. It was a lovely event. I got it completely wrong because it was too much like a dating event, so only half the people got to speak to half the people. But we've refined it a bit, and we did another one in September. And the idea of that was to start a network, and didn't quite know how it was going to work, but I thought what we'll do is initially we'll just set up a WhatsApp group, and the Bridport Prize, and I work with Income Page, which is a maker's shop, and we'd reach out to writers, doing a whole outreach into the community of writers, so we can offer things as well from our business. So we occasionally put opportunities in there, and people chat, and they've organised lots of things between them on it.
But you see these phone boxes sitting there doing nothing, and then you get this great idea.
It was so bizarre because I was in a hurry. I was late for something, would you believe, and I walked past them, and I saw there was a little notice in the window of the phone box. And I just thought, oh, I'm going to have to go back and see what that says. It just piqued my interest. And because it was a WhatsApp group and I had my phone with me, I just photographed that little notice, and it said, these boxes are going to be here for future generations. And if you want to adopt one, it costs £1. So I thought, hey, that could be a little writing room, couldn't it? Because, you know, you always used to go in and be on the phone and have somewhere to write. And I thought, so I just photographed it, sent it to the WhatsApp group, said, how about making these into writing boxes? And 5 people got back straight away and said, yeah, that's a great idea. And normally you can have all these ideas and they don't go anywhere. But, I mean, that's one of the pluses of our communication and the speed of it these days. And so 5 people got back straight away and said, yay, that's great. And one of them was Polly.
All right. And is it all up and running now, Polly?
No, we're still in the kind of listening phase where we're finding out what people are interested in using them for and having those conversations with the community to see what we really want to do with them. But, you know, the essential idea is that they're little writing spaces where everybody can access them to write postcards or to just have a little bit of space to do some thinking and writing.
Mm. So what's the next... You've applied, I guess. It's some sort of application you do to sort of take over the phone box? Or?
Well, in my journey to my late appointment, I managed to quickly phone up BT, who said... sent a little email to BT, who said, came back and said, you have to be a charity. And there's a brilliant charity in Bridport called the Bank of Dreams and Nightmares, so I phoned him as well. But he couldn't, you know, take it on because he's for children and this was a sort of adult project. And the council were the next, you know, thing that BT mentioned. They said a charity or your local council. So the next thing was to go to the council.
So whereabouts are you now with the process?
We're still talking to people on the streets about what they're interested in, so that's what we're doing now. We're doing like a community engagement exercise, so on Friday, for example, we'll be outside the phone boxes just asking people what they think and getting ideas around what they'd like to use it for. So, for example, we've been having lots of interesting conversations around access, haven't we, Kim? Like, people have been saying what they feel like they need in terms of like being able to get into the boxes physically, and also things which we haven't thought about.
Yes, we very first event we did, and we asked that question. We got a little questionnaire to kind of garner people's ideas and thoughts about it. Everyone gets very excited and they have lots of brilliant ideas straight away. And someone said that she was left-handed, so it had always been a problem in a phone box because the writing space was on the right. And so that was immediately, I thought, we hadn't even thought about that. We hadn't really thought about something as simple as you know, favouring one hand over the other. And those are all really brilliant things for us to take forward because we wanted to be as accessible as possible. Mm-hmm. And part of us getting the town council to see that it's a viable project is to engage with people. Yeah. As the initiators of it, we're wanting to grow it so it's a proper community group with a community, it's a community-led group. As writers, we want to be able to feed into it in terms of offering, skill sharing. A lot of people we've talked about have said that they'd like to write creatively. They might like, everyone says they've got a story in them or a novel in them. A lot of people have talked about memoir. And so one person specifically asked, could there be writing prompts in there and inspiration in there? And we'd all discussed that. And that's the kind of thing we could offer in the boxes.
So how would it work? You know, somebody like one of you two would have to be there to... Would the phone box be locked up when it's not being used by your group? Or, you know, somebody has to go along there and let them in and give them advice? Or
It'll be locked open every day. So yeah. It'll be opened in the morning and closed at night. And you can go in there whenever you like and use it. It's right outside the post office, so it's right. So ideal. Yeah. And we're doing a whole project on postcards because they're such a simple way of getting a short message across. Mm. I say they're like Twitter of their day.
Yeah. And Polly, have you written a book as well? Or?
I have, yeah. I've got a book in development. It's a kind of adventure novel about a woman who goes to the California desert to find her mother. And I met some other novelists at Kim's networking event, and it was really one of those things which sort of sparked my imagination to find other people who are doing similar work.
Mm. Yeah. And what's the process like for you writing a book? Do you have to write so many words a day, or do you have to be quite disciplined about it?
I think discipline definitely comes into it, but I write whenever I can. I've got two young children, so I'll write on the phone or late at night or early in the morning. But, you know, it's the process of just contributing to a bigger piece, which I find really rewarding and exciting. Yeah.
You keep a notebook handy for ideas and things like that, I guess?
I do, that is a good tip. Keep a notebook, and I can never find a pen, so I've always got hundreds everywhere.
Yeah. And how about you, Kim? What's your sort of method of writing? Do you like so many words a day? Or
I try to do a bit of writing every day. There are some really nice platforms and things like that. There's writers who you can key into, like, and go, I think there's something called the Writer's Salon that's a free every 8 o'clock every morning. You can go and do a bit of writing, you know, it's a Zoom.
Yeah.
And generally on the computer. I do really like keeping notebooks as well. I love sitting in a cafe with a notebook and listening in on people.
I was going to say, you get ideas just by watching and listening to other people, yeah.
Very much so, yeah. And I think the phone box would be good for that because no one knows you're standing in there, so you can do some people watching.
It's a great idea to use those phone boxes. I mean, you know, we don't want to lose them, do we? You know, they're iconic, aren't they, really? Now, if anybody wants to get more details, or, you know, how is there, have you got a website or something people can go along to?
We've got a Facebook page, so a volunteer set up a Facebook page for us, and she's looking after that, and that has a little bit about what we're doing, so any events will be on there.
Well, thanks for coming in, and let's hope it all gets underway soon. Can you let us know when it's all up and running?
Yeah, we'll certainly keep you posted.
Maybe I can pop over with my tape recorder and do a little bit from the phone box.
Oh, that would be great.
We'd love that.
I say tape recorder, you know what I mean. Okay, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.